We're on Chav Vav Amud Beis. We are toward the bottom of Chav Vav Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom with the words Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad Arba Sha'os, Chav Vav Amud Beis. We find Rabbi Yehuda says you have until the fourth hour. Specifically, when it comes to Tefillah Shachar, you have until the fourth hour after sunrise to daven Shmona Esrei. Now, of course, the Rabbanan, as we saw, which is the introduction of our Mishnah on Amud Aleph, says that you have Ad Chatzos. You have until midday, so there's a machlokas.
I want to ask you even further. We say that if you missed it,
good,
you could say it during Mincha. So actually you have longer than Chatzos.
Oh. Good. So what's the answer? The answer is that you have... You can still daven, but you don't get schar tefillah bizmana. That's what the Gemara said. Okay, so now the Gemara asks the famous words that are buzzwords. The concept of ad v'ad b'chlal. Iboiluhu, ad v'ad b'chlal, o dilma ad v'lo ad b'chlal. When Rehuna says you have until the fourth hour, is it... When you say until...
Up until begin the starts or through the fourth hour.
Exactly. So that's the question. And therefore, practically speaking, let's pretend that sunrise is 6 a.m., sunset 6 p.m.
Until 10 o'clock?
Or until
11. I mean, from 9?
Until 9 or until 10? Right? So, because if you say ad v'ad b'chlal, and he says until the fourth hour, it means including the fourth hour. So 6 a.m., you have 7, 8, 9, and 10. Or perhaps it's ad v'lo ad b'chlal, which means you only have up until the fourth hour, but not including it, which would be 9 o'clock a.m. So we're dealing with this dispute, this machlokas of could be an hour differential. So that's the question of the Gemara. Ad v'ad b'chlal, or ad v'lo ad b'chlal? Now, Tosfos over here in the very bottom of our Amud asks the question. He says, Tema, the Omer benida per karoya kesem, kol shi'uri chachamim l'hachmer. When it comes to, whenever you hear a measurement, there's a shear, a measurement, whatever it is, we always say it's l'hachmer, it's always strict. It's always strict. So Tosfos asks, Alma, ad v'lo'ad b'chlal. You maybe think, then if that's the case, if we're always strict, so if the question is, can you daven until 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock, is it including the fourth hour or excluding the fourth hour, ad v'ad b'chlal or ad v'lo ad b'chlal, so going l'chumra,
it's up until the third hour.
Up until the fourth hour, but not including it, which would be until only 9 o'clock. So, Phrektosis, why do we ask this question if we have this general principle that whenever there's a shi'ur, we always take the more strict concept of what it means? So Tosfos says like this, since it's kind of hard to understand, if you look at this last line of Tosfos on the Amud, on the Chav Vav Amud Beis, the Yesh Loimar, I Amrinan Ad V'Ad B'Chlal, if you say that it includes all the way until the fourth hour, Yesh Bo Gam Chumra, you have actually an extra thing which is a requirement. She is Balel, that you still are obligated, we require you to daven. We mentioned, if you miss davening, there's no tashlum, and you can't make it up if it was done b'mezid on purpose. The only time we allow it is if it was b'shogeg, you missed. So, it's an interesting way of looking, what is a chumra, what is a kula? Sometimes we go, oh, let's go a little chumra. But maybe you're just looking at it in the wrong way. So, on one hand, 9 o'clock sounds like, oh, you're more strict. You have to daven by 9 o'clock, so it's much more strict. The opposite. Maybe by davening until allowing you to daven an extra hour is a chumrah. Because otherwise, we're telling people, oh, it's 9:01, you don't have to daven anymore.
Right? No, but you do have to daven. The whole thing is you have to daven. So, whether you're getting the schar for... because you said a bismano and not bismano, but you still, the obligation on you is still to daven, as opposed to some other things. You know, you say whatever the shear is up until the shear and not past it.
Right.
But here we have that extra thing that we can always daven. You know, we say with the backup that we make up if we didn't say it.
Right.
So the whole thing is, you're getting schar for saying the tefillah, you can say the tefillah all day. It's just the whole thing with the bismano business, you know. That,
right. It's true. There's a difference in that. if a person misses the Zman Tefillah, and let's say it's, let's pretend it's Abi al Bukhla on 10 o'clock, at 10:01 you can't daven Shmona Esrei. You have to wait until Zman Mincha, daven Mincha, and then do a Tashlumin for the Shacharis that you missed.
Right.
That is the requirement. So, but the what Tosis again is, I liked about this Tosis is that sometimes when a person is given a question and you don't know the answer, it's like, well, let's go L'Chumrah, let's go strict. We always want to go L'Chumrah. The truth is, sometimes when you think you're going L'Chumrah, maybe you're not going L'Chumrah. Maybe you're actually not thinking of something, and you actually could cause a major problem to go L'Kula. So anyway, so that's the Gemara's question. Going back to the bottom of Chaf Vav Amud Beis, when Rabbi Yehuda said in our Mishnah that you have until the fourth hour to daven Shacharis, is it include the fourth hour, Ad V'Ad B'Chol, or is it not including the fourth hour, Ad V'Lo Ad B'Chol? So Toshma coming here. In order to be able to understand this, we can look at the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tana Kama and understand what the answer to this question is. Toshma, come in here. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Plag HaMincha. When it comes to Mincha time, davening Mincha, Rabbi Yehuda has the requirement that you have to have already finished davening Mincha by Plag HaMincha. Which, as
we don't
hold like this unless we choose to hold like it, for example, on Friday.
Right.
On Friday, here...
With davening, you have to plug them in.
We... I hear what you're saying.
We are.
Right. But the whole idea of davening...
We're davening a quarter to seven. Let's say she is 6 a guy. I look now.
Plug them in to 6:47.
What?
6:47.
What?
Plug them in, I think. What's
five,
it saying?
6:47.
Right. So... You daven immediately Ashrei at 6:45 and start jumping into the Shemon Esrei.
Right.
So you daven Mincha before Plag. The truth is, you're supposed to do it that way. Typically, we adjust. You know, that's what like in the yeshiva communities they do. But the truth is, we're lenient because for different reasons. There's kulas for Tzibor. We're lenient. But anyway, the. Yeah, we do hold like that. If you daven Mariv before Shkia, that's because you're holding at the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Because the Tanakham say that you can only daven Mariv after sunset. So if we daven Mariv before sunset, we're actually holding like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Which, of course, means we really should also hold like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and daven Mincha before Plag HaMincha. Okay. It's not always done that way. We'll get into that when we get into it and later on.
Actually, we're doing it.
It happens to be, yeah. The past couple, past weeks, yeah. But Plag is adjusting. It's going to end up getting early and earlier. So we're going to end up davening eventually in a couple of weeks, Mincha after Plag. But just by a couple of minutes.
Right.
But the minhag of the shul has never been machben about it, so to adjust it by 5-10 minutes.
Plus, you never start on time in the shul anyway.
Well, that's something else. Anyway, so... What does Rabbi Yehuda, again, two lines on the bottom, say that you have until Plag HaMincha to daven Mincha? Now, I amrit bishlamam ad v'lod b'chol. If you want to tell me bishlamam correctly, that when Rabbi Yehuda makes his statements, whenever you hear the word until, it's exclusive, it's not including it. So, when Rabbi Yehuda says you have until half a Mincha, it means you have only up until it, but not including the second half. You have only up until Plag HaMincha, but not beyond it. Okay? That makes sense. Because Hainu, De'ika Ben Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. Now there'll be a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said, you can daven Mincha until Ad Ha'erev, until the evening. So, if you say Ad V'lo Ad B'chlal, and let's just translate Plag HaMincha as 4:45.
Right.
3:30 is Mincha Katana, and Shki is at 6 o'clock. So in between 3:30 and 6, which is 2.5 hours, is 1 hour and 15 minutes. So Plag is 4:45. It's on a perfect day. So if Rabbi Yehuda says Ad V'lo Ad B'chlal, he says you can daven until 4:45. Right. But if you say the Ad
B'chlal through the time
5:45.
Then 5:40. No, 5.
All the way until 6 o'clock.
Yeah, so 6 o'clock, whatever.
So what's the problem? The problem is that our Mishnah has a machlokus between...
You can say Plag Mincha then. You should say Plag Mincha, right?
Or
you should say Plag Mincha.
You should say that, And also, the Mishnah itself mentions, according to the Tanakhama, the Rabbanan say that you have to daven mincha ad ha'arev, till the evening, which is the exact same thing. If ad plaga mincha includes the second half, which means you have all the way until 6 o'clock p.m., until the evening, so there, Rabbi Yehuda is not arguing with the Rabbanan. So what's the problem? So maybe it's good, so they don't argue. The problem is our Mishnah, they are arguing. It mentions, the Rabbanan say you have all the way until the evening. Rabbi Yehuda says you have until plaga mincha.
But if he was said ad b'chal and you include the thing, he's almost the same thing.
He's saying the same thing. So right. You wouldn't have his words in this Mishnah. It would be a stam Mishnah, plain Mishnah with no disputes. And you would understand that Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Rabbanim. Right. The fact that he mentions a different time slot in the same Mishnah, clearly he's disagreeing with the time slot of the Rabbanim. So the only way we can understand that is if when it says ad plaga mincha means you have up until plaga mincha, but not including that second half, which means you have up until 4:45. We'll have to see. We'll get to it. But at least at this point, whenever you hear the word until, this is of course just the general word.
Before the time.
It means not including that next thing. Right. Up until, that's how we understand this based on the words of our Mishnah. Because otherwise, there would be no dispute. Ella says the Gemara, so that must be the only proper way to understand this. Okay, says the Gemara, El Iamrit ad viad b'chlal. So if you would say that it's including, then Rabbi Huda Amud Aleph Hainu Rabbana. Rabbi Huda be saying the exact same thing as the Rabbana. So, and now just to make sure we understand this a little bit better. The Mishnah, Rashi says, Hainu Rabbanan. Why would they be saying the same thing? As we explained, the Kostacha Daitach, right now, our thought process is that Rabbi Huda plag acharoin shel mincha achroine ka'imar. Mincha achroine means the latter mincha. We also call it mincha katana. There's mincha gedola, which is 12:30 or 6.5 hours after sunrise. And then you have the mincha achrona, which is mincha katana, 9.5 hours after sunrise. So, we think at this point that when he says plaga mincha, it's referring to the nine and a half hour one. And when it says plaga mincha, means half of it. Half means between 9.5 and 12, which is 10 3/4 hours. And therefore, if it's it has to be ad v'lo ad v'chlal, it's not including the second half. Okay. Continues the Gemara. Eima seif. So, based on that part of the Mishnah, it must be Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion it's ad v'lo ad b'chlal, it's exclusive. But look at the latter part of the Mishnah, the Seifa, the Sof. V'shel musafin kol ayoin. When it comes to davening musaf, you have all day. Again, that's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda oimer ad sheva sha'os. You have until the seventh hour. Again, here we have the word until. Rabbi Yehuda says you have until the seventh hour. What does that mean? Does it mean up until the seventh hour?
Up until 3 o'clock.
To 1 o'clock. That would be ad v'yad b'chlal. That would be including the seventh hour. Or if it's excluding the seventh hour. Right, which is an interesting, then why wouldn't he have just said chatzos? Right. But we're going to, the Gemara asks us a little bit different question. Okay? And it says as follows. But Tanya we learned. Hoy lefon ashtei tefilos. Now, in the morning, you daven shachar. So imagine that you have two tefillos that you can daven at the same time. Which ones? Achas shel musaf v'achas shel mincha. That there is a time in the day in which you can daven mincha and musaf. And let's say you didn't daven either of them. So which one do you do? So you maybe would think you should...
Oh, dear. Do mincha, do musaf first because you have the whole day to daven musaf.
Oh. Very good. So that's going to be one opinion.
So I thought you'd do what you're supposed to do first, and then you do the one that you missed.
That's going to be the other opinion. So let's see the machlokas. Very good. How you love on state tefillos achashol musaf achashol mincha. So we're going to end up understanding it has to be that there is a time in the day in which one could be davening musaf and mincha, in order to ask the question which one should you do first if you have both of them you didn't daven yet. So according to the opinion of the Tanakhama, mispal shel mincha. V'achar kach shel musaf. It's interesting. So normally we daven shacharis, and then as this morning, so Rosh Chodesh, we daven musaf, and then mincha. But the only reason why we daven musaf is because it was not yet time to daven mincha. It's not mincha time. It's still the morning. But if, let's say, you forgot to daven musaf, you forgot it was Rosh Chodesh or whatever, or you just didn't daven musaf, and now it's the afternoon, so what do you do? So according to the Tanakhama, they're of the opinion that one should first daven mincha, right? Mispal shel mincha v'achachach shel musaf. Why? Shezu tadira v'zu enu tadira. With the principle of tada v'shenu tada tada koda.
However, let me throw something at you. We learned in the other Gemara, okay?
Yeah.
In Megillah, the Indian of people coming late, and were worried that if they would come late, they wouldn't understand the laning and everything else. Isn't the Indian, hey, a guy walks into shul, he sees a guy davening mincha and then davening musaf, he'd be all confused as to the order of the Seder of the way things are normally supposed to be.
But you're talking about who the Shiach Tzibur or the person?
No, we're not talking about Shiach Tzibur. We're talking about a person comes and davening, you're in Sidur Shul, you miss Musaf, right? You walk into Shul, you start that, you daven Mincha with the other, and you start that Musaf. And a guy looks at you, somebody else says, why are you davening Musaf? We always daven Musaf before Mincha. We set a confusion. We worry.
Right.
In the Gemara Megillah, we worry about people coming to Shul late and hearing the laning, and they wouldn't understand how the laning goes, so, and we don't want to confuse them. So it's the same thing here should apply.
That what?
That if a guy comes to shul, and he's like, whatever, he doesn't know. Yeah, that's Stanley's got to say Muslim, you say it. And the other one's a mincha, he's a mincha, and Stanley gets upset stopping Muslim. What's he doing Muslim? It's past this matter. In people's minds, Musaf comes, you know, in the morning, you daven right. This, Rabbi speaks, and Musaf, you have to finish, you go home, and then whatever, and then Mincha's later.
Right.
Now you're going to confuse the Olam because somebody's davening Musaf after Mincha.
Right. According to the Tanakhama, we established already that they say you can daven Musaf all day. You have all day.
Exactly. Most people don't know that. I'm just saying it maybe the thing, but...
So what would you recommend? He's still going to have to daven Musaf in a... everyone davens mincha, he davens mincha. But he's still going to daven musaf afterwards, so that's going to confuse people still, right?
No, he should daven musaf before mincha, that's the point.
But people are still going to say, what's he doing? He's davening musaf in the middle of the afternoon, what's going on? What's he doing?
It's an order that people are used to, you daven musaf, because I missed mincha, so okay, daven musaf before mincha.
I don't know. I hear what you're saying. I'm not sure if we're so concerned about that. Apparently
well,
not.
Well, I'm so concerned about people being confused about what the other guy's doing.
Well, this we learned that you we learned a whole Indian about laning. If you come to Shul, we're worried that with a certain amount of sukkim and everything, if we read that people are getting confused
right. How
the laning is going, how could you do this and that, the other thing.
Right.
And I said to you at the time, you're worried about people coming late, you know? But if we're so worried about people coming late, you're worried about the people might be confused with the order that the tefillahs are normally. Even though we now know that you can say it all day long. And basically you can say mincha, where we pass it almost all day long also,
because
you can say it to right before shkia,
right. Which
is basically what we do here.
Right.
So if that's the case, that's the case, you should say musa first.
But what will
before.
People be confused by? What will they'll think?
The order of things that we'll be daven out of order.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying.
I'm diving out of order.
But no one's going to then say, you know what, for all future times on Shabbos, we're going to have mincha before musaf. Well, I guess you could, yeah.
What happens if somebody has something to do and miss musaf and mincha?
You miss what? You missed musaf?
Musaf and mincha.
You missed both, okay. And then now it's like, it's the nighttime, it's marv already. Musaf you can never make up. According to everyone, Musaf is connected to the Karbanos. It's all filled with all the Pesukim pertaining to the Karbanos of that day. And if you missed Musaf, you cannot make it up. There's no Tashlumin for Musaf. The only reason why there's a Tashlumin for the other Shmoneh Esreis is because it's Rachamim. Because we're asking Hashem for compassion. So if you miss Musaf, he missed it. So for mincha, you can make up tashlumin by marv.
But if you know, you really say that, stop and think about it. Shacharis and mincha is carbon pumping.
Right.
You're, so that's also after korbanos.
Correct.
So you're the same.
That was the Gemara's question. The Gemara felt that maybe because it's connected to Korbanos, which we also learned about last week, that you should say the same thing, that, you know, that batel Korbanos, Ovir is not a batel Korbanos. But we paskin that it is connected to Korbanos, but it's not. We're not bringing any sacrifices over here.
Well, we're not bringing any sacrifices with Musaf either anymore.
But it's more tied into the Korbanos. Our Shmon Esrei that we dabbed in this morning by Shachris doesn't mention anything about Korbanos.
No, not at all.
But when it comes to Musaf, every Musaf Shmon Esrei is always connected directly to that Korban. Yeah, whatever it is. Right, so that's why during the Sukkot they change the Korban. The Korbanos, everything is... Right, all these things vary because it's directly connected to the Korbanos. Anyway, so before we continue with the Gemara, just the halacha, this is one sentence. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim, Simen Reish Pei Vav, Hayu Afanav Shtei Tfilos, if you have these two davenings, you have Mincha and Musaf in front of you, Sarach L'Spalel Shel Mincha Tchila V'Yachakach Shel Musaf, which is what we paskin like. We hold like the opinion of the Rabbanah, that if you would have both in front of you, you daven Mincha, even though it'll confuse you, I'm sorry Steve, but nonetheless, you daven Mincha and then Musaf. That's what it says in the Halacha.
What if there's no time? It's
Fumaru. What do you mean? So what do you mean there's no time?
You daven, let's say Marshkia is 8:20.
Right.
It's 8:15. Oh, I didn't say Mincha, I didn't say, but today. Let's say a guy comes today, walked out at the Shacharis, at the run, didn't realize, I forgot about Musa, forgot it was Rosh Chodesh. Walks in 8:15, hey, it's Rosh Chodesh, and he says Yalav Yavo.
Right.
You say Yalav Yavo, wait, I didn't daven Musa either. And now you're up against the time.
Very good. That's a question that's asked by the Magen Avraham. And he says, the only time we say that you should daven Mincha and then Musaf is if you can do both. But as we just mentioned, let's say you only have...
Since you can't make up the Musaf.
Exactly, that's what he says. Let me read it to you. That's exactly what he says. He says, Avol b'leika sha'os mishpat hakdim al Musaf. You should daven Musaf and... You don't have enough time. Only a few minutes left.
Because you can always make the mincha up with tashlumin.
Da musaf ein lo tashlumin, u mincha yesh lo tashlumin. Valkein odif shiespalo musaf. That's what he says. Better that you should daven musaf, because otherwise you'll miss it. So you daven musaf and then you'll do a tashlumin, and that certainly is b'shogeg. You can't say that's b'mezid because I forgot up until this point. It's not like I'm deliberately skipping. But halach is, I have to daven, only have enough time, only have a few minutes, right? And flying through two Shmon Esrei is probably not advisable. And that's what's brought down over here. Very, very interesting. But that's not the most common case, that you mamish have only enough time to do one Shmon Esrei, and Shki is like mamish coming. But that's the halach. Otherwise, we pass it depending on the Tanakhama. And the Tanakhama say that a person should first daven Mincha, then afterwards Musaf. Because of the concept of Tadr v'Sheinu Tadr, continues the Gemara on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yehud Oimer, Mispalel Shel Musaf V'Yachar Kach Shel Mincha. No. Do it the other way around. But you have to be sensitive to know that Rabbi Yehud has a different Zman for Musaf. Rabbi Yehud doesn't hold that you have all day to daven Musaf. Rabbi Yehud is of the opinion, which we possibly you have all day. Rabbi Yehud is of the opinion you have only Ad Zayin Shaos, until the seventh hour, whatever that means. So he says, why should you first daven Musaf? He says, Mispal Shel Musaf V'Yachar Shel Mincha, Shezu Overes, V'Zu Eino Overes. According to Yehuda, you have all the way until 4:45 to daven Mincha. Plag Mincha. When it comes to Musaf, you only have until the seventh hour, whatever that means. That's certainly earlier, and therefore, better to do the one which the deadline is coming sooner. So do the Musaf first and then the Mincha. Now, according to the opinion of the Rabbanan, that's not a reason. Because according to the Rabbanan, you have all day to daven Musaf, and you have all day to daven Mincha. So there's no one is Overes and one's not Overes. They're both the same deadline, the same time slot at the end is the same. Okay. Why are we bringing all this down? So this is why. Not to lose sight of the concept of Ad V'Ad B'chlal. I Amrit Bishlama, because up until now, we established the Rabbi Yehuda, when he says until, it must be Ad V'lo Ad B'chlal, not including. And that was in the same Mishnah that we just quoted this about Musaf. The problem is that we cannot anymore say it's ad v'ad b'chlal. Why? E'amrit bishlam ad v'ad b'chlal, if you want to include the seventh hour, which would mean, again, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., until, and including the seventh hour, would mean you have until 1 o'clock p.m. Okay? 1 o'clock p.m. to daven musaf. That's up until and including the seventh hour. Hainu d'mishkachas l'ushtei tefilos b'hadi adadi. That's when it's possible to have two tefilos at the same time. Because when's the earliest time you can daven mincha? Mincha gadol. When's mincha gadol on a 6 to 6 day? 12:30. 6.5 hours. Now it's at 1:01 because there's more than 60 minutes to our hour because of Shos Manios. But on a perfect 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. day, Mincha Gedola begins at 12:30, or 6.5 hours after sunrise. So let's just translate that as 12:30. So when can you start davening Mincha at 12:30? When do you have up until the Daven Musaf? 1 o'clock. That's only if you say Ad the Ad B'chlal. Then you would have the question of this 30-minute window of being able to daven Mincha and Musaf, which one should you do first? So Rabbi Huda says, you better daven Musaf because you don't have much time left. You have less than 30 minutes. Get going. El i'amrit ad v'lo ad b'chlal. If you want to tell me that when he says until is not including, which means when he says you have until the seventh hour, you only have until 12 o'clock, which means when can you daven Musaf until? Only until 12 o'clock. When could you only start davening Mincha? 12:30. So how could you find a situation where Musaf and Mincha fall at the same time? If you hold Ad V'lo and B'chlal, you only have until 12 o'clock to daven Musaf. And
it's too early to daven.
It is too early to daven Mincha. So what do you mean? You don't have two tefilos. How do you find two tefillos, namely Musaf and Mincha, at the same time? Kivan de'asiyelo shel Mincha, as soon as Mincha comes along at 12:30, azla lo shel Musafin. Musaf has already passed, because you only have until 12 o'clock. So this statement, this brisa, clearly shows that when Rabbi Yehuda says the word until, it has to be inclusive. Elamai ad v'ad b'chlal. It has to be that whenever Yehuda says the words until, it must be ad v'ad b'chlal. So it's very good. So now we finally have an answer. It's ad v'ad b'chlal. It has to be. Because, I mean, this brisa makes no sense otherwise. It's impossible for it to be ad v'ad b'chlal. So Yehuda must, whenever he says until, and he's consistent in his words, if he's not consistent, then that's just... It would be very confusing, and obviously if he's giving us a psak din of when you can daven until, he's not going to loosely say the word until, meaning this and this, has to be ad v'ad b'chlal. So we have a problem. Kasha reisha. We have a question on the reisha, the rosh, the head of our Mishnah. Ma'ika ben Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. Because if you remember, when it comes to Plaga Mincha, we said, you have until Plaga Mincha. The Rabbanan say you have Ad Arev till the evening, which translate that as 6 o'clock
p.m. You said inclusive, it's the same thing now.
Exactly. So that's the reason why we were forced to say Rabbi Yehuda holds Ad V'lo Ad B'chlal. Right. But now we're saying it's really Ad V'ad B'chlal. So if it's Ad V'ad B'chlal, so how do you get it out? Right. So therefore, this is how you can still answer this. Mi Savrit, who thought, what made you think, the high plag mincha, plag achorin akoyma. Why would you think that when he said plag, you have until plag hamincha, it's referring to the second half, from 4:45 to 6. You're misunderstanding it. There's also the first half. Plag rishayna kamar. He's referring to the first half. The hachi kamar. This is what he's saying. Amos nafik plag rishayna. When does the first half end? The ayo plag achrona and the second half begin. Mechinafki yud aleph sha'os chas revia. When you have 11 hours minus a quarter, which is 10 3/4 hours after sunrise, which says 4:45. In other words, he always holds ad v'ad b'chlal, but we're not thinking in the proper terms. He says you have until plag mincha, it doesn't mean ad v'ad b'chlal, including the second half. It means you have up until and including the first half. That's all it means, right? And therefore, there still is this machlokes, there's still this gap between the Rabbanan and the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbanan clearly 6 p.m. The Rabbanan, Rabbi Huda, 4:45, which is 11 hours minus a quarter. 10 3/4 hours after 6 o'clock is 4:45 p.m., which is, of course, again, between Mincha Katana, which is 3:30, or 9.5 hours after sunrise, and Shkia, which is always 12 hours. We always have 12 hours of sunlight, but each hour is not necessarily 60 minutes. Our hour today is more than 60 minutes. Okay, that's called Shavuos Manios. So anyway, so that's Maskana Sagamara, Adviad Bechlal. Adviad Bechlal. And it was just when we originally brought as a Raya, we didn't think critically of what it said, you have until half of Mincha. Okay? Fine. So that's the Maskan. We're going to get to the two dots today. And then we bring down this as a Raya. Om Rav Nachman. Af Ananami Tanina. Also, we have Tanina, a Raya to this. We also have a proof to this from Masechtet, you can see on the side of Masechtet Hashas, Masechtet Adios, which actually we're learning in the morning, Masechtet Adios, which has to do with testimony, in which when it, that's considered, as we'll see later on this parak, that is considered to be the chosen Masechta, the best Masechta. When it comes to when we paskin, we always paskin whatever it says in Masechtet Adios. We'll see why when it comes to a story, we'll see on the next block. But nonetheless, it's worthwhile bringing a Mishnah from Masechtet Adios as proof that when Rabbi Huda says his words, it's Ad V'Ad B'Chlal inclusive. But we don't just mention the one case. Whenever we bring down a Brice or a Mishnah, we bring down the entire thing and glean from it a certain piece that we need. So continues the Gemara. That Afanan Nam Tinino Rabbi Huda ben Baba Heil Chamish Debarim. Rabbi Huda ben Baba testified, that's why it's called Adios, testified five things. That's the reason why we're learning about Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, it's like different people are testifying about different things that they heard as far as different machlokas, and the Beis Shammai is lenient. So that's what's discussed in Masechtas Adios in the parak that we're currently in. You can see over here, this is parak Vav, which we're not up to yet. We're in the fourth parak in Adios. But we'll see this mission eventually in a few weeks. Chamisha Devarim, there's five things that were said. Shemanin Esakatana, that you can perform. Miyun can be performed for a katana, a girl who's not yet bat mitzvah. What is that referring to? So we need to look in Rashi for this one, okay? Because there's a lot of interesting concepts. It's not difficult. Rashi is very informative. We see in Rashi over here, it says, Shema'anin es a katana. Katana, shasiyasa ima la'achamisa saviha. When it comes to, tragically, her father died. You have a girl. And she has a mother. She has an older brother, let's say, also. Her father died. And the mother married the girl off. The truth is, even a katana, even a girl who's under the age of 12, is allowed to get married. But it's only, the Torah says, it's only under the father's consent. D'midi'araisa, according to the Torah, ein kidoisheha klum. Such a marriage is worthless. Shar katana ein bas das. When you're less than 12, you don't have the capacity to make those types of decisions. Yes, ima lo zachsa torah lios l'koyach l'kadsha el av. The only person that has the right to give over their daughter as a katana for marriage is the father. How do you know that? Shnemar as biti nasati ish hazeh. She talks about the laws of motzi shemra. A man who makes a false accusation, who thought she was a basula, and on the wedding night he claimed that she was not. It says as biti nasati ish hazeh. The father says, "My daughter, I gave over to this man." So we see from the psukim, well, it's only the father that's really supposed to marry off. Is allowed to marry off the daughter as a katana. Once she's already of age of majority, then she can make her own decisions because she's a bas das. But if the father died, but yet the mother has the right to marry her off, but not midiraisa, there's no Torah law. Umihu, Rabbanan Tikna, I'm in the Rashi here. It's a lengthy Rashi, but it's a beautiful Rashi. Mihu, very clear. Mihu, Rabbanan Tikna, Tkinu La Kedushin. The Rabbanan allowed this Kedushin to work. Latsricha Miyun. that she will now be required to do miyun. Kadeshi Yishva, in order that she should be able to be married. Miyun, as we'll see, velo tetzilus nus. That what happens is that if she's a katana is married, she has the right to walk out of that marriage, because, you know, she's a little girl. She didn't want to be in this relationship. So there's a concept called miyun, which means that a katana is allowed to walk out of that marriage. It's permissible. And you would maybe think the concept of miyun only applies when it comes to the father marrying her off. No, it's also by the mother. Kadeshi, so that's it. Lafikach, therefore, continues, says Rashi, therefore, im einu achrizman, if she refuses this relationship after some time, v'yomer i'ashiba, I don't want this marriage. Yoitzis, she can leave, umuteres l'choladam, v'ein asricha himenu get. You don't need a get, nothing. She's allowed to walk out. The hei Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, Rabbi Yehuda testified, Shepamim shemitzvah basedin lalamda shetima'in boy. Sometimes it's a mitzvah for the base that the basedin teaches her about miyun. Walk out of this marriage. Walk out of it. When would basedin tell her to do that? And why would it be a mitzvah? Kigon, says Rashi, for example, shnei achim nesuin, shtei achayos yisomos. This happens. So you have two boys, two brothers, who married two sisters. Okay? Achas gedoyla, one of the girls was an adult. Bekedoshei kedushi Torah. And it was a valid marriage by the Torah. The achas katana, says Rashi, one was this girl, little girl. Shein kedushei el min rabbanan. The only reason why she's married is the rabbanan, they allowed the mother to marry her off. Umeis bala shel gedoyla. So what happens? The husband of the older, her older sister, died. Below banim, tragically, they had no children. Now we know there's a concept of yibum, right? But if the sons are all married off, there's no yibum. You can't marry if in fact you're married already to the sister. You can't marry two sisters, right? Can't marry two sisters. V'nafel if ne'achem liyibum. But Nims is a kukulum in the Torah. So according to the Torah, they remember this marriage of this little girl, this katana, is only the Rabbana, not the Araisa. But the idea of Yibum, that's a Torah-based law. So now that this man died, so you have this other man that married this katana, but it was not a Torah-based marriage. Now, technically, this girl can then walk out of the marriage, which then will allow her husband to marry the sister. Okay, I'm glad you got all that. Vazika zu aysera says ishta ala misham achayis sekuka shehika achayis ishtai. You're not able to marry her as long, you can't do yibum because you can't marry your wife's sister. Yomer lezmer sechtes yivamos melamdin katana zu shetimoin bebala. We teach this girl to walk away from this relationship. V'ta'akar kidushel mafreya. What happens is the Kedushin retroactively is like a, what do they call it? A null, right. The Tasekol Baloiseha K'iluhin Shelznus K'nil Hater Zbal Liyibum. So we teach her to do this in order to be able to do Yibum to her sister. Ditnan Noisines Hanusa. Okay. Alright. The Hei Rabbi Yehuda Ben Baba B'yoyim Shenisus Adiyos Shehalacha Kribalazer. So he was paskening and saying that this is the reason, this is what you're supposed to do. So all those three words of Rabbi Yehuda Ben Baba is the what we just explained. So again, he testified, says the Gemara, Chamish Nevarim, five things. Shemanin Es HaKatana. That there sometimes we'll educate a katana to walk out of a marriage, which is called miyun, because her marriage was not a Torah-based marriage. If her father married her off, then that's a Torah-based marriage. Then she can't walk away. She would have to get a get, but it would be too late. Yibum wouldn't work anyway because she's considered Torah-based marriage. But this is only rabbinically married because her father died and her mother married her off. So we ask her to walk away from... as beating the satisha zeh, the father has a Torah right to marry off his daughter, even though she's a katana. That's a Torah
in
right.
In this case, the father was dead. And
I understand that. I understand. You couldn't do the father because he's dead. Who's supposed to do it then?
The mother is allowed to.
The mother can marry her off. And we're dealing with a girl who's 10 years old, 11 years old. You know, when she's 15, 18, she can do whatever she wants. You know, 13, she can do whatever. 12 and a half, she can do whatever she wants. But this is talking about a katana. Okay. Obviously, that's probably not going to be a shiloh that I'm going to be asked anytime soon. But nonetheless, that's one of the five things that he said. Okay. The next case, which is not as lengthy, thank goodness, it says the Gemara is Shemasanas Isha al Pi Yed Echad, that we will allow a woman to get married al Pi Yed Echad with the testimony of one witness. And very short Rashi, Shomer La Meis Balecha Bedinas Hayom. So your husband was in another country and he died. So normally you would think you would need two Edim, because we're talking about some serious problems, to be able to say, yeah, this is good, because the Chachamim are extremely sensitive to the potential woman being alone in a Guna her whole life. Therefore, one witness is acceptable, which is a tremendous chiddush. The Altarnagol Shenisko B'Yerushalayim, and about this crazy little bird that we decided, to stone to death in Yerushalayim. Why would we do such a thing? Well, Rashi tells us what this not-so-innocent bird, chicken, did. If you look at Rashi, Shenisko Tarnagol, Shenikar Kad Kadosh Shel Tinuk, B'Mokam Shehamoyech Roifeif. There's the fontanelle.
So the
poked right into this poor child. Venikavis Moichel made a hole.
Damaged
the brain. And it caused the child to die. Vesakluhu Kamishbat Shor Shinogachas Adam. We will kill this animal just like an ox. Even though there's no
pasuk. There's halacha about it.
All the Torah does is talk about an ox.
But we're worried that this thing could do it again. So.
Right. But the question is, what right do we have to do? The Torah doesn't say to do such a thing. Dechsiv hashor yisakil. It says that you stone the ox. V'gamrinan b'gzer shavas shor mishavas lasos kol behem achai v'ov kishor. Just like on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do malacha with all of your animals. So too, and it says shor is one of the examples. So when it mentions shor, it's gzer shava. It includes all animals. So they can't do work with all your animals on Shabbos. So too, any animal that goes crazy and kills a person, we destroy with skewer. That's the third case. The fourth says the Gemara, Val Yayin Ben Arboyim Yom Shnis Nasech Al Gabah HaMizbeach. So if you have wine which is 40 days old, that is something in which is considered to be Yayin Nesach. As far as the use on the Mizbeach. We know that there's prohibitions of wine because of Avodah Zarah, and if the wine is 40 days old, so if you look at Rashi, he says, Shiyatz Mechol Yayin Migato. It's considered as though the wine has left the vat. Uvol Echol Yayin Gomor. It's considered to be wine. Mekrinin Bey Nesach Shechar. So therefore, once it is there for, it's 40 days old, it already has the status of wine in which could be considered as Yayin Nesach. Okay, and therefore, other than that, it's not a problem. Now, so why are we learning all these cases?
The timings to come up to the timings and to see.
Go ahead.
Now we go to the Mishra Sedan.
And this one as well. And this is the main case. Unfortunately, we have to get to the fifth and final one to get to the what we're looking for. The Altomid Shel Shachar Shikara Arba Shos Shmamina. And also the Carbon Tomid, the Shachar for Shachris, can be brought Arba Shos during the fourth hour. Shmamina Ad Biad Bechlal Shmamina. So we see that the halacha is like this. Shmamina, that's Ad Biad Bechlal. Omer Rav Kahana halacha Kareb Yehuda Hoyo Vitznan Bechirta Kvasei. They said that Bechirta, as you look in Rashi, is Adios, this Masechta, Kari Bechirta, is the chosen Masechta, Shehalacha Ka'is and Adios. to the last thin line. The halacha is like those people who testify. We'll see why this masechta is so special. But the halacha, in fact, is like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and we're familiar with that. The sozman tefila is not chatzos. Sozman tefila is
after the fourth
hour, but it's ad v'ad b'chlal. Stop.